Welcome to Cracking the Vault, a time each week where we delve into Centrum's musical archives. My name is Peter McCracken. I thought it would be fun today to listen to some of the fantastic guitar players who have been to Centrum programs. County in western Kentucky is known as the birthplace of thumb picking, this style of guitar playing where the thumb lays down the beat and the fingers pick out the melody. Describe Piedmont blues picking as in the same way, but has an entirely different feel. And one of the great current players of this style is Eddie Pennington, son of a coal miner. Sounds like this.
Thank you. you won't I lose now, and he won't crow the day. Would you won't I lose now, and he won't crow the day. Won't I?
In 1993, R.L. Burnside brought his pure country juke joint blues to the Port Townsend Blues Festival. He was born in 1926 in Oxford, Mississippi, but he lived most of his life in Holly Springs in the hill country up above the Delta. He played music all his life, but he wasn't really recognized for it until the early 90s.
There's a working man built up and all, a lobo tears it down. There's a working man built up and all, a lobo tears it down. Worked all my life, and I'm now being pushed around.
He lived right next to Junior Kimbrough's juke joint. I was lucky enough to visit this juke joint, and I've never been in a place like that before. The night I was there, both Junior and RL played, backed by their kids and grandkids. It seemed like with every tune, some players would leave and some would join. Kind of a rotating crew of players. Everybody played. The bandstand was in the little alcove. The ceiling sort of sloped down, so you couldn't stand up if you were where the band was. So everybody sat down. And there was corn whiskey being hawked around, and Junior Kimbrough was selling dollar cans of cheap beer. It was the rawest blues I've ever heard in my life.
Thank you again now. Well.
Unfortunately, Junior's place burned down in 2000 or so. Well, let's go off to Ireland. John Doyle and Liz Carroll were here in 2005. Let's see what he does with a jig.
So we're going to play a couple of jigs. And the first one is a tune I made up for my Uncle John, who's a Bowron player and from Limerick. And the second one is one that John made up. You could tell him. For your uncle.
Oh.
Or your grandfather.
My grandfather, Tommy Doyle. Yeah.
There you go.
He was an accordion player. Lived in Sligo. And I used to go down there summers. And he was a... You know, he's a great man, you know, I mean, and I used to spend about 3 months of the year there every year and listen to the music, and a lot of the great fiddle players and flute players would come and play in the place in Killarney, you know, Fred Finn and Peter Horan and Josie McDermott and all these people would play, you know. But he was going deaf and blind in his later life, but it didn't stop him from riding his motorbike. And he had a Honda 50. You know what a Honda 50 is?
Yeah.
You'd have a Honda 50 with the usual black tarp over the top of it, you know, because the plexiglass would have been broken years before. And so he got up to Masses about, like, you know, a mile away, and he would get my grandmother on the back to give him directions. And as they were going left or right, she would shout, "Okay, Tommy, it's a left now." and he would go, "Right, ma'am." And that's how they get up. We'd actually walk faster than they would. They would drive.
Right.
Liz Carroll and John Doyle, a fantastic duo. That's what they did with a tune with three beats to a measure. Emily Remler was here at our jazz festival in 1989. Let's see what she does with a tune with three beats to a measure. Thank you. Think that was a lot of notes. You check out what Dan Balmer and Bruce Foreman do on this number from the Jazz Festival in 2009. This is Eddie Pennington again, playing the Wabash Cannonball. You know, it's said that his great-great-grandfather was a fiddler. He was unfairly convicted of a murder. And so he was sentenced to hang, and while he was waiting for the hangman to prepare the noose, he sat in his coffin and wrote this tune called Pennington's Farewell. They still play it there.
I love to play Doc Watson's music. He's a neighbor, and I see him once in a while. I played with him like last Friday, and or Friday, I guess not this last Friday, Friday before last, and he's 88 years old and still playing good. And I'm going to play a tune that I learned from one of his records back in the 60s. And I think the way this tune got its name, it's actually... Doc used to play a lot of old songs and things and turn them into guitar instrumentals and record them and had all this run crazy trying to figure out the licks and stuff. But when he recorded this tune, is actually an old song called I Don't Love Nobody. And the recording engineer, when he, you know, got through playing that thing, asked him what's the title of that song so he could write it down. And Doc misunderstood him and thought he was bragging on his picking, and said, oh, there ain't nothing to it. And when the record came out, there it was on there, nothing to it, you know. But Doc still calls this tune that. I'm gonna try to pick it for you. One called Nothing to It. I live in a town of 7 people, and that's absolutely the truth, and sometimes even less. And when I'm gone, it's bad too, because we have to take turns of being the preacher and the mayor and the school teacher and the town drunk. And but what I was going to tell about the when the circus was coming through there, and I hadn't told that out here, had I? I don't think.
It's been a long time.
Yes. Well, anyway, the circus was coming through there, and they wouldn't stop for seven people. And that's, well, just the way it is. They just wouldn't do it. As going to Galax or Winston-Salem or somewhere. But we had some excitement anyway because they broke a wheel clean off of one of those wagons that they carry the circus animals around in. And it spilled it over the side of the hill and turned loose all kinds of things in our community. We had lions, tigers, and stuff like that running around. And, you know, we was used to nothing no bigger than rabbits and coons and possums and stuff. And the circus people were real good, and they caught them up real quick, and they didn't hurt anybody or anything. But what I was going to tell you the story about, the weird thing happened, they lost the elephant. They lost a thing as big as an elephant. And it had been gone for a couple of days, and the sheriff got word they'd been out at this lady's farm. And he went out there went right up to her house the very next morning and asked her if she had seen an elephant. Come to find out this lady didn't know what an elephant was. And she had never seen a picture of one in a book or anything. And the sheriff was trying to describe what he was looking for and ask her if she had seen anything like that. She said, well, yes, I did. Said, there's some kind of a big old animal like that out in my garden just this morning. Said, you know what? That thing was pulling up every one of my cabbages with its tail. He said, pulling up cabbages with its tail? What in the world was it doing with them? She said, you wouldn't believe it if I told you.
That was Wayne Henderson with the late Ellen White from back in 2011. Here's what Del Rey sounded like 30 years ago. That was Del Rey from back in 1993, sounding mighty fine. And to my ear, she sounds even better now. Here's Lightning Wells from the same year.
Yeah, the wind gonna rise, gonna blow my blues away. can't be satisfied. Melody's fine. I got the bullfrog blues, Lord. Can't be satisfied. I got the bullfrog blues and I can't be satisfied.
In 1995, Guitar Gabriel came to the Blues Festival from North Carolina. He had quite a sense of style. He wore a hat that was like a conehead hat, except three times as tall, and made out of white fur. But he sounded like this.
Together we stand, divided we fall. Got no trust in me, woman. Ain't got none at all. Cause I believe, yeah, in that old fashioned love like grandpa and mother used to have. One of these old mornings, bright and fair, gonna look for your talking. I won't be there, cause I believe, yeah, in that old fashioned love. One of these little mornings, it won't be long. Won't look for me, and I'll be gone. Cause I believe, yeah, in that old fashioned love. Like grandpa and grandmother. One of these old mornings, goodbye. Kiss your loved one. Say goodbye. Hold your hand and make up. Kiss and say goodbye. Hard to part from your loved one. Say goodbye. One of these old mornings, it won't be long. Look for your sugar daddy, and I'll be gone. Cause I believe, yeah, in that old fashioned love. Old-fashioned love.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if he won't quit driving that old hot rod Lincoln. When I heard the story of the hot rod race where the Fourth and the Mercs was setting the pace, and that story's true, I'm here to say, I was driving the Model A. And how the Model A body made it look like a pup with a Lincoln motor that was really souped up. Had 8 cylinders, used them all, overdrive and just won't stop. And had 4 living years of dual exhaust, had a 4-barrel carb, you could really get lost. Safety tubes, I ain't scared, the brakes are good and the tire's fair. I pulled out of San Pedro late one night, I had the moon and the stars shining bright. Climbing up the Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they were standing still. Car passing me. All of a sudden, in a wink of an eye, Cadillac sedan passed me by. Remark was made, that's a car for me, but then the taillight was always. Bobby Black ripped me from being behind. I said, man, I'm gonna make my Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas and man alive, shoved it down in overdrive. Well, I wound it up 210. I twisted the speedometer off the end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor. That's all there is, there ain't more. Now Matt here said that I lost my sense, said the phone poles looked like a picket fence. He said, slow down, I see spots, the lines in the road look just like dots. So I took a corner side, swiped the truck, and I crossed my fingers just for luck. When the fenders clicked on the guardrail post, the steel guitar was white as a ghost. There was smoke coming from out of the back when I started again on the Cadillac. I knew I could catch him and I thought I could pass, but you know by then I'd be low on gas. Flame was coming from out of the side. You could feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, boys, I got a license to fly. The caddy pulled over. Let me buy. Semi-trucks pulled over. The Edmund Fitzgerald pulled over. And who should pull over and let us buy but Johnny Cash. Dwayne Eddy pulled over. Roy Orbison. Johnny Rivers. Marty Robbins. All right. The Kings pulled up. No, the Ray people pulled up. Link Ray. Alvino Ray. Martha Ray. Stevie Ray. All right. The Kings pulled over. Freddie King. B.B. King. Albert King. Benny King. Most restful of all the kings. Carole King. Thank you. Don King. Billie Jean King. And finally, the King. Englishman. Thank you. Purple. The Rolling Stones. The Fab Four. The Sex Pistols. Bonnie Jimmy. Excuse me while I kiss this guy. All of a sudden, Rod started knocking down in the dip. She started to rock it. Looked in the mirror, there's a red light blinking. The cops is after my hot rod linging. Well, they arrested me, they threw me in jail. They called Bobby Black to go my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you won't quit driving the hot rod linking. One more. And one more time, one more. Thanks, everybody. Next year.
That was Bill Kirchin of Lost Planet Airman fame with his take on Hot Rod Lincoln. He is a peach of a man. So is his wife, Louise. Let's listen to Miss Etta Baker playing my theme song. Thank you. about out of time. You've been listening to Cracking the Vault. My name's Peter McCracken. Hope you enjoyed it. And we'll see you down the road if the creeks don't rise.